The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. I'm David Dubois, and welcome to The Piano Matters. I'm very pleased to be with you, and I hope you have had a good week. But if you didn't have a good week, I hope good days will follow. But hope is not very good. Hope keeps you in the future. Faith is better. Verdi said, to have faith is good. To have no faith is better. Horowitz begins our show. It's an almost unknown piece by Schumann from his late and so painful years. It's the fantasy piece, Opus 111, number 2. Listen to the flexibility of the Horowitz phrasing and his extraordinary ability to color each phrase, and each way is different, each tone. He understands what the piano is all about. What is the piano all about? Its inflection.
Thank you.
It was Vladimir Horowitz in the Fantasy Stücke, Opus 111, Number 2, and not to be confused with the more famous set of piano works of Schumann, Opus 12, Fantasy Pieces. Aldous Huxley knew much. Read, if you can, his letters. I love his essays. Actually, he was a music critic, and although nearly blind, he painted often, and he wrote about painting. How did he do it? His novels, though, are slightly faded, even Brave New World, I think. But throughout his work, I feel this is a great thinker of the 20th century. Did you know he died the day Kennedy was assassinated? And it made for little room in the media. A very fine young artist is the Italian pianist Mariangela Vecatello. I like that name, Mariangela. I met her once, and she's a fine young person. I think you will grasp her qualities in this performance of the evocative atmospheric piece called La Soirée d'un Grenade. It was composed in 1906 by Claude Debussy.
Thank you.
Mariangelo Vacatello. She's won many competitions already, and she's playing quite a schedule. She's a pianist of real gifts, and you heard the depth of the Spanish atmosphere. Oh, and how well she balances the colors and the rhythm, the habanera. I'm David Dubal, hoping you will enjoy the show, hoping that you are able to listen intensely, and hoping that you have enough quiet to listen well. Would I get rid of all the cell phones if I could? What do you think? Would I get rid of them? I won't tell you. That visionary seer, William Blake, both poet and painter, he said, "He who does not know truth at sight is unworthy to notice truth." Adrian Eschbacher, he was a remarkably sensitive and pliable pianist. We hear him now in Schubert's sixth musical moment, marked Allegretto.
Thank you.
I think you may have appreciated this rather unknown pianist who had a fine career while he was alive. His name, Adrian Eschbacher, and the CASP CD label has brought his LPs back to new life. You heard the sixth of Schubert's magical Momo Musical. I have another Horowitz for you. I can't resist the old wizard. What galvanic energy he had. Horowitz was, if there ever was, a man tied, linked to his instrument. That's what he loved best, that piano. We hear him in the fourth movement of Scriabin's third sonata, composed around 1899. Horowitz's recording is legendary.
Thank you.
Ah, what kinetic power Horwitz has in the Allegro con fioco of the four-movement Scriabin Third Sonata, Opus 23, in his favorite key of F-sharp minor. The great writer-critic Matthew Arnold, from his Literature and Dogma, wrote this: "In our English popular religion, the common conception of a future state of bliss is that of a kind of middle-class home, with labor ended, the table spread, goodness all around, and our lost ones restored to us. And, of course, hymnody incessant." Do you know who Karl Tausig was? He may well have been, of all the countless Liszt pupils, the greatest of them all. He died at age 29 of typhus. It was 1871. He left many fabulous transcriptions, and I use that word fabulous. The Nachtfahler, based on Johann Strauss, is now ready to go. It's played in an excellent transcription, marvelously, by the Cuban-born Jorge Bolet. Thank you. the Nachtfahler of Strauss Tausig, in an extraordinary live performance by Bolet made in Germany in 1970. Well, I know some of you have been waiting for Beethoven, and he now comes your way. It's the first movement of his sonata Opus 7 in E-flat. It's marked Allegro molto e con brio. The player was once well known, not much today, his name Andor Foldes.
Thank you.
Hungarian pianist Andor Foldes in a solid performance of Beethoven's Sonata, Opus 7, the first of its four movements, and one of the longest of Beethoven's sonatas. In fact, the Hammerklavier is the only one longer, but much longer. I'm David Duval, programmer and commentator for The Piano Matters. And it matters to all of us here that you are fed well on our station. It's an important diet, I think. The great composers help keep us going. We really need your support. You know that. We really must know that you appreciate our efforts. Give as freely as possible to keep this cultural institution running well. Let's have the great late Earl Wilde in a Gudovsky transcription of a piece called Tambourine by Rameau. Great stuff, I thought. Actually, Rameau, born 2 years before Bach, is a great keyboard composer. Not prolific, but his long suites are starting to infiltrate recitals on occasion. It was Earl the Pearl Wilde in the Tambourine of Rameau, with filigree added by Leopold Gudovsky. I'd like to know how you feel about this Arau performance of the great Chopin Nocturne in C minor, Opus 48, number 2. Some think Arau is rather heavy and lumbering in the nocturnes, and others think he's profound. I think he's always fascinating, though, in his way. Arau definitely has special things to say about everything. Perhaps his Chopin is a little outsized at times. Tell me what you think. Arau died in 1991. Seems like yesterday. Here is Claudio Arau in the Chopin Nocturne, Opus 48, number 1. a Chopin Nocturne, Opus 48, number 1. It's almost like a ballade, not a nocturne. And how'd you like that hallucinatory middle section in C major, played by Erau? Chopin remains one of the world's most played and most loved composers. I once wrote, "It is Chopin's perfection and spiritual poetry that makes his music so indispensable to the sensitive." He remains calm in an increasingly hostile world with its pall of human depravity. In the future, if art itself is forced to recede and driven underground, only to survive in secret societies, Chopin will continue to be one of humanity's hallowed spirits, whose rarefied and heroic art will offer solidarity, beauty, and purity for those who refuse to become zombies. Let us praise Chopin. Here is Horjavsky now in the Little Mazurka in C major, Opus 56, number 2. Horjavsky, who lived till 101 years old, maybe more, playing from his very old age the Mazurka in C major of Frédéric Chopin, Opus 56, number 2. Please join me next week for The Piano Matters, heard all through the world. Let's have an end quote. This one, let's see. Yukio Mishima, the Japanese novelist, from his book, After the Banquet, says, "Young people get the foolish idea that what is new for them must be new for everybody else, too. No matter how unconventional they get, they're just repeating what others before them have done." This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening.
Piano Matters is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network. The associate producer and engineer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, log on to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible in part from the support of the listener members of WWFM, the Classical Network.